For reasons unknown to me, Drover had just collapsed into an unconscious state. I rushed to his side. "What is it, son? Speak to me."
"Help!"
"Stretch out and lie still. You must have been stricken by some terrible disease." He let out a moan.
"Oh, it's worse than that."
"Open your mouth, stick out your tongue, and say, ah."
"Ah."
I peered into his mouth. "Yes, I see it now. You have a little punching bag hanging down at the back of your throat. You're coming down with punching bagarosis. Lie still and try not to breathe." I tried to keep him quiet, but he struggled and sat up.
"I've got to tell you something."
"Drover, for your own good, I've ordered you not to breathe. When you talk, you breathe."
"I know, but I've got to tell you this before it's too late."
"Very well. If you think it's that important, what is it?" He struggled to his feet. He was trembling all over and still had that wild, fevered look in his eyes.
"Hank, when a dog is tempted by terrible, wicked thoughts, what should he do?"
"Well, that's obvious, son. He should stand firm and push those wicked thoughts out of his mind. That's the cow dog way."
"Yeah, but I'm not really a cow dog. I'm just a mutt."
Good point. Go on."
"I need your help on this. Maybe you'll be strong enough to resist."
I found myself standing a little taller than usual and, you know, trying to look stern and mature. It was obvious that Drover needed some strong moral support here. "You've come to the right dog, son. Go ahead and let it all spill out."
"Thanks, Hank. I really appreciate this."
"Hurry up. What's your point?" He blinked his eyes and sucked in a deep breath of air. He leaned towards me and whispered,
"There's a sack of oatmeal cookies in the car, and Loper left the door open."
Those words went through my body like a burst of electrical currency, burning a path all the way out to the end of my tail. I found myself staring into Drover's face. The tormented look that had been there only moments before was gone, and he was even grinning.
"There, I've said it. I feel a whole lot better now."
He narrowed his eyes at me and his grin faded.
"But you don't look so good."
See, all of a sudden, I had started shaking all over. My eyes had grown wide, and I felt as though I had come down with Lemuria, a rare tropical disease. Lemuria. Lomaria. Malario. It's such a rare disease that nobody even knows how to pronounce it. Malaria. There we go. It was pretty serious, so keep on listening.